Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, I've been checking your supplies for tennis courts. There is something I should get. Not a racket or a net, but I sure could use that rascal in the shorts. Don't mean to fuss, old Roebuck, but you'll never fill my order, it appears. If the shortage is acute, I'm an easy girl to suit. I'll shut up if you will send me Mr. Sears. Song lyrics by Ray Gilbert, William Oakey, and Al Ginay. For nearly 100 years, Sears and Roebuck was the dynamic duo of marketing, America's greatest retailer. But about 30 years ago, they took up residence at the bottom of the Brand Keys loyalty list in the department store category. The book and the song quote was referring to the Sears catalog, first published in 1888. It came to be known as the Consumer's Bible, sometimes as large as 500 pages. It featured, well, everything. Bicycles to milk pails, phonographs to automobiles, headstones to overalls, dresses, hats, and shoes. By 1897, you could order toys and groceries. It was kind of a 19th century paperback version of Amazon.com. Sears is going to need one of their own headstones, because Sears is dead. Sears has been in a death spiral of same-store sales for a decade, and our loyalty and engagement assessments predicted it. Sears was number 10 in loyalty. Macy's was number 8. And faced with too much space and too few shoppers, is looking to downsize stores, the same way Sears has been doing for years now. Although all of the loyalty-challenged department stores say they have hopes for the holiday season, hope, however, isn't an adequate substitute for an engagement strategy. No, Sears is in trouble, facing what the company called significant near-term liquidity constraints. We're not precisely sure what that means, but it sounds really bad. Bad to the point where Sears asked lenders to exchange loans for equity stakes in the company, an offer that assumed that Sears has an actual future in retailing. Based on our predictive metrics, our advice is don't do it. Brand Keys has tracked Sears using our predictive loyalty and engagement metrics for nearly 40 years. Those numbers have been in a death spiral too. So we can confidently say Sears' downfall has not been a triumph of e-commerce over bricks and mortar. No, Sears suffers from a lack of meaning. The brand stands for nothing. There's history, sure. And the catalog, for those old enough to remember the catalog. And craftsman tools. But shoppers are purchasing those on Amazon now. Loyalty is a leading indicator of profitability. So the lower you are on the list, the less likely you are to do well on the balance sheet. Home Depot, for example, was number 1 in the home improvement category. Same-store sales up nearly 6%. But although a validated process exists to measure, identify, and leverage meaning, the Sears brand never felt anything more than awareness, and price promotions were the path to follow. And the brand continues to stand for nothing. Nothing meaningful or emotional. Nothing to engage customers. Nothing to actually make the brand profitable. They are remembered, but not shopped.
What happened? They didn't. Do it, we mean. Lenders didn't exchange loans for equity stakes in the company. Smart lenders. Sears closed another 40 stores. That's in addition to the 188 stores it was already in the process of closing. Sears says it's looking for a buyer and has signed licensing agreements for its Kenmore and Die Hard brands. Oh, and they got court permission to sell off their best performing stores, assuming they could actually find a buyer. The real estate might be worth something, but a brand in its last death throes? Not so much. Sadly, as of November, drowning in $134 million in debt it could not pay, Sears declared bankruptcy, ending a 125-year run. It said the worst bankruptcy in the world is the person who has lost his enthusiasm. Kind of like the consumers who used to shop at Sears.